court's ruling in Mumia exposes Pennsylvania Department of Corrections' modern Tuskegee experiment on prisoners, by Shaka Boner. It appears the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections has not learned from America's horrid history of the Tuskegee experiment, where U.S. public officials injected African Americans with the deadly syphilis venereal disease to evaluate their deaths in a white supremacist government eugenics program in Tuskegee, Alabama, from the 1930s to the 1970s. A modern Tuskegee experiment is presently occurring in the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections, or Mumia, Abu Jamal, and 4,000 prisoners with the chronic hepatitis C disease. Recently, in Mumia, Abu Jamal versus John Carestis, Justice Robert D. Mariani of the United States District Court for the Middle District of Pennsylvania denied Mumia's motion for preliminary injunction to receive curative hepatitis C medication for chronic hep C. Justice Mariani erroneously denied Mumia's preliminary injunction motion for allegedly failing to sue the members of the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections Hepatitis C Treatment Review Committee as defendants in the civil lawsuit, despite the fact that the Hep C Treatment Review Committee wasn't established by the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections until months after Mumia filed his civil lawsuit with the court. Justice Mariani said, "Were the proper defendants named, the court believes there is a sufficient basis in the record to find that the DOC's current protocol may well constitute deliberate indifference." Although Mumia's motion for a preliminary injunction was denied by the court, Justice Mariani's memorandum opinion in that matter suggests Mumia may submit another civil lawsuit and preliminary injunction motion on the correct defendants, and exposes the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections modern Tuskegee experiment on prisoners that, in the court's view, delay administration of curative Hep C medications until the prisoner faces the imminent prospect of catastrophic rupture and bleeding out of the esophageal vessels. In other words, no treatment is given until imminent death, which, at that point, there is no treatment that can be administered to save his or her life. Additionally, the court said, by denying treatment until inmates have advanced disease as marked by esophageal varices, the interim protocol prolongs the suffering of those who have been diagnosed with chronic hep C and allow the progression of the disease to accelerate so that it presents a greater threat of cirrhosis, hepatocellular carcinoma, and death of the inmate with such disease. Basically, the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections interim hep C protocol treatment is to provide absolutely no curative hep C treatment at all, and to simply watch thousands of prisoners die a long, painful death. The Pennsylvania Department of Corrections interim Hep C protocol is similar to the U.S. government's criminal Tuskegee experiment in that they both withheld curative medications to human beings with fatally chronic diseases and watched them die painful deaths. How cruelly insidious is that? Premeditated murder by intentional medical neglect. From the belly of the beast at Prison Radio, I am Shaka Boonham. Thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.